Morning, Marky. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on? God, I love that intro.
That's so cool. It's our new intro, folks. We're going to start right out the gate. We got a question already before we even started the live stream. Joe Sutton's on YouTube. Wants to know why we're talking Jordan LeBron on the last Sunday of the NFL regular season. Well, it's not so much that we didn't want to do this today. Joe, there's so many playoff scenarios, and if we sat and spent hours upon hours discussing every one of them, you guys would be bored out of your gourds. So we're going to touch on those real quick. Just go through some of the stuff, and that's just going to give us some time to fill up with Jordan LeBron so we can get that out of the way too. Mark and I have been discussing that for a while. So, Marky, you want to start off with what we're going to go with first here?
Yeah, some college football. We got a national championship game tomorrow. And before I even make my prediction, who was the guy that predicted both teams wrong? That was me. Who got them right?
This happens, buddy. It happens.
I got lucky. One that actually watches college football, like religiously.
I told you my pick for Michigan was just directly out of spite. So I'm glad they did.
Well, I was cheering for Alabama directly out of spite for Michigan for Harbaugh. So,
yep.
Chris. So,
so Mark, who are you picking to win the game?
Oh man, I think this is going to be a great game. I think if it stays low scoring, Michigan stands a chance. If it becomes a shootout, I think that's going to be a little bit harder for Michigan. Not saying they can't do that. That Michigan defense has been really nasty, really good. But that offensive line for Washington just shut down Texas's front, which has two of the biggest, baddest men on that defensive as their tackles, and they did really well. So it's a really hard game for me to pick. But I'm going to go Washington. I think I'm going to go okay. Washington. I'm picking Washington to stay hot. If it becomes a blowout, I think Washington has a better chance. But if Michigan's defense can stay hot and keep it close, Michigan has a really good shot at winning this game. I don't have I'm a Notre Dame fan, so. You know,
you don't have a vested interest in it too much.
Not as much, but I also two of my good friends there already commented. I want them to be happy, but I just had your back, Chris. That's what it was. I just had your back.
I'll give you this. I self-proclaimed I can't follow college football. There's just too many moving parts. There's too many teams. I will say, though, I have been paying more attention to it, and I was watching the last two games. I was really impressed with the quality of play. I'm still going to go. I'm going to pick Michigan. I think Harbaugh's got something to prove left there, and I think the Michigan Wolverines pull this one out.
Does Harbaugh come back next year?
I think he goes to the NFL regardless of the outcome. I really do.
I agree.
I think he wants to go back in here.
Because the NCAA hasn't finished their investigation of the whole scandal and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I think he's going to I think Justin's right. He posted on there that he's hired an agent. He's never used an agent when he was in college. Now that the fact that he hired an agent, I think he's definitely going to the NFL next year.
Yeah, so. I think so too. So I love how I changed my background. Yeah, Chris, I try to change it up every week along with my wardrobe.
I need to figure out a plan for that. I'm going to work on it.
Most of this green screen was from last week. I had a 15-year-old that was trying to get in and out from the shower, so I didn't really want anybody to witness that again. So I just put this up and put my MJ jersey with Josh Allen up there just for some decor. So, yeah, Justin, I think he's going to San Diego too. I've been saying that. Well, Mark and I have had some conversations about it. I think he's going to the Chargers. Either that, or if he goes to the Patriots, that'd be some shit.
I think he's because I listen to Greeny. I listen to ESPN Radio all day, and Greeny was close with Harbaugh years ago. He said he has no inside information, but at the same time, Greeny said that they had a conversation, just a random talk, the one day, and. This is when he was Michigan's coach, and he was raving on Herbert and how Herbert was such a good quarterback and such a young stud and how much he'd love to coach him. So I truly, truly think that he's going to go to – if they – but the problem is the Chargers don't pay. That's the only issue. The Chargers are notoriously known for not paying their coaches. So that might be the only issue with that.
Yeah, I hear that too.
Well,
all right.
Big Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. This is the craziest NFL playoff scenarios I have ever seen. And I don't really watch football a lot. But like this past couple of years, I've really been into it. And it's crazy. So I'm going to just go down these scenarios real quick, because if we sat here and went over all of them, we'd be here all afternoon. We're going to start right off in the AFC. Baltimore's already clinched along with Kansas City, Cleveland, Miami, and Houston. Miami's just playing for seeding at this point. Obviously, we know the Bills fan that I am. Miami loses today. They're not the Bills win the division, which I'm really hoping for. Houston's already in with their playoff berth. So Pittsburgh won yesterday. They could clinch a playoff berth with a Bills loss or a Jaguars loss. We already just touched on the Bills can clinch the AFC East with a win, or they can get the playoffs with a tie or Jaguars loss. The Texans are already in, but they can clinch the division title with a Jaguars loss. Jaguars have to win to get in. Miami's already in. I go to the NFC. It's a little more polluted. Atlanta could clinch the NFC division title with a Falcons win and a Buccaneers loss. Dallas clinches the division with a Cowboys win or a tie, Eagles tie, or an Eagles loss. So your best bet is hoping the Eagles loss and just win the game. You guys, the Cowboys are in there. The Packers, I'm not even going to go through all this. Packers win, they're in with a win against Chicago. There's about eight different scenarios for Green Bay to get in with that. There's ties, there's all kinds of tiebreakers. Minnesota clinches a berth with the Vikings win and a Packers loss, Seahawks loss, and a Buccaneers loss. It's like I said, this is nuts. New Orleans, the same thing. They're 8-8. They clinch the division title with a Saints win and a Bucks loss, or if they tie and the Bucks lose. The Eagles clinch the NFC East division title with a win and a Cowboys loss, or they tie and the Cowboys lose. It's just Seattle, 8-8. They win. Packers loss, they get a playoff berth. They tie, the Packers lose, and the Bucks lose. It's just nuts. Tampa Bay clinches the NFC South Division title with a win, or if they tie and the Saints lose. I'm tired of looking at that, so I'm over it. It's insane. I've never seen anything like this. Has it ever been like this before?
Not that I remember. There's
me neither.
A few scenarios, two or three different things can happen. But this is – it's still – there's so many teams that can make the playoffs and then have a chance to go to the Super Bowl and fight for all that. It's absolutely insane. I love the fact that today is going to be a great football day. I'm looking forward to when we get done to be able to sit there and just watch some football, see what happens.
Yeah. It's a good day if you're an NFL fan.
Absolutely. And you know I'm a diehard.
No doubt. Yeah, this is huge for you. And I kind of was hoping, I shouldn't say this out loud, but I'm not a really big Steelers guy. I know there's a lot of Steelers fans here. But if the Steelers would have just lost yesterday, I would have been at ease a little bit more, because I want to freaking clinch, don't you? Yeah, we would have clinched a playoff berth. But I still want them to win today, because it's a seeding thing. You know, I'd rather have a 2 seed than a 6 seed. You know, I don't want to go to Kansas City in the first round. So That's the way it would look if we get the if Jacksonville loses, we get in and we lose tonight, then we're the 6th seed and we're going to still going to Kansas City, even though they play well in that stadium in Arrowhead. I don't want it. So, but
that's awesome. That's that. Yeah, there's some big games. The Eagles and the Giants play today. Me being an Eagles homer, we'll discuss that. Eagles. I almost think I'm going back and forth whether or not I'm going to take and I don't know if I want them to rest their starters almost, because in order for them to make their playoff run, in order for them to have a home game, the Cowboys need to lose. Otherwise, they're going to be the 5 seed anyway and have to do it. So the way they're playing right now, it's going to be hard no matter what. So why not give the guy a chance to take and get a day rest, get some time off. But I also think, what if the same thing happens with the Braves? where the time off isn't a good thing for him and stuff yep. like that. So, but the NFL is completely different animal. So,
you know who I was really surprised with the resting of the starters yesterday was Baltimore. I really would have thought that the Harbaugh would have learned from the last time when he rested all his starters. They had 3 weeks off and they got completely annihilated in the playoffs, the first round. So I was really surprised they didn't at least give them maybe a quarter or two of action yesterday, keep them a little more fresh, but we'll see what happens. So
I think there's a lot of teams sitting their starting quarterbacks. The Browns yeah. are against the Bengals because they already clinched, and why not? Yeah. Flacco's old. How about yeah. Flacco though, man, coming back and doing some stuff. My Giants suck. Eagles can beat us with the strangers. Hey, that's another reason why I was thinking, hey, we might be able to beat him with Marcus Mariota leading. That's another reason why I was thinking about maybe taking rest our starters a little bit. Some of the big games, Vikings, Lions. Lions are still playing for a chance at the 2 seed. Falcons, Saints is a big game, as you read off before, because they, you know, both teams still have a chance at the divisional title. Jags, Titans, I don't know. I believe last time I checked, Trevor Lawrence is a game-time decision on his
game injury. Time decision, yep.
So that's going to be tough for them, and they need to win, and they're in, right? Like, if they lose, they're done, if I'm not mistaken, right? So
that's they have to win.
Seahawks, Cardinals is a big game just because the Hawks still have a chance if some people lose. Rams, Niners. Niners have nothing to play for, but the Rams also clinched their playoff spot. So I don't know if that game is going to be, you know, both of them might be resting all their starters. Then your game tonight, Bills, Dolphins. And then there's Packers. The Packers game is going to be another big game because if the Packers win, they're in. If the Packers lose, that leaves some space. So what do you think? Do you want to go through some of these teams and see if we can take if we think that they have a legitimate Super Bowl chance? Do you want to go through the playoff bracket as it stands, or the teams that can?
Sure. Yeah.
Make the playoffs.
Yeah. Go ahead. Fire them away.
All right. So you want to start off? What about start with the top seed? What about the 49ers?
Do
you think?
Definitely. I mean, they're a machine, so definitely have a shot at it. Obviously, they're number one seed for a reason. You know, anything's possible in the playoffs, but I definitely feel that the 49ers have a good chance to get there.
All right. What about I agree with you. I think the 49ers they are the number one seed for a reason. I think it's hard for them. It's going to be hard to beat them, especially having to go to San Francisco and play Purdy and play that team. What about – so are you taking or shaking? So you'd be taking, right?
Yeah, I'm taking.
You're taking the 49ers?
Yeah, I'll take the 49ers.
I will take the 49ers as well. All right, what about the Eagles? We'll go right down the list. What about the Eagles?
I'm going to shake them, and I know you're an Eagles fan, but they're playing like crap lately, so I'm shaking them off.
You're going to shake it off?
Yep.
You're going to shake it off like Taylor Swift?
Yep.
I'm going back and forth about the way they are playing right now scares me. I'm a little nervous for it. I think they take and I think they have the potential to be a contender. So, so I'm going to take them just because I'm an Eagles homer.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I'm an Eagles homer, and I don't want to count them out yet. I'm not saying if they play the way they've been playing, they don't stand a chance. Stay in the division. What about the Cowboys as a true contender for the Super Bowl?
As much as this pains me to say, yes, I'm going to take them.
You're going to take them as a
good I game. Honestly think Dak's going to turn his crap around a little bit. I really do. I hope I'm wrong, but I think they're going to make some noise.
Ooh. I think I'm going to shake it off. They haven't done anything yet. So.
Here you come.
You're really going to take the Cowboys? Really? They can't win on the road this year, Aaron.
Listen.
They might be the 2 seed.
I'm hoping.
One win at home. That's it. Once they go on the road, they can't do it.
Well, and that's on them. But I think they have the tools, if they get their shit together, to make some noise in the playoffs. Do I like them? No. Do I want them to win? No. I'm just giving you my opinion.
I mean, if they're going on the road, they're going to San Francisco. They can't do it.
Lee, I'm going to disagree with you on that one. Dak chokes constantly. That we can't blame the coach all the time. The guy's a professional football player. He's got to make his shit up. So he's got to make the plays too.
Okay. So you're taking the Cowboys as a legitimate contender. I'm shaking the Cowboys.
I am.
What about the Detroit Lions?
I think the Lions have some good karma this year. So I like them. I'm going to take them instead of shaking them.
And I think I'm going to take the Lions as well. I think I have a legitimate shot. I love Dan Campbell. I love their coach. They're playing very well. They're playing very well at the right time, unlike the Eagles. Like I said, I'm an Eagles homer, and I'm hoping they don't. What about the Rams?
No, I'm shaking them.
You're shaking it off?
Yep, shaking it off.
You're shaking it off just like Taylor?
Shaking it off, yep.
All right, I am shaking off the Rams as well. I think Stafford has been playing well and has that team playing well. That new rookie wide receiver they have is playing very, very well. He brought him on, but I don't think they're gonna have a chance to actually be contenders. What about the Buccaneers? If they win, they're definitely not in. Baker Mayfield has them playing well. Baker Mayfield's playing well this year.
They're one of those tough teams that can really play spoiler for a lot of people. But I think once he gets up into the more elite teams, I don't think he's going to do as well. So I'm going to shake it.
I agree with you there. I agree with you 100%. What about the Packers? What if they get in? Jordan Love is playing well. Again, they don't have a chance. They're not guaranteed. They didn't lock their spot in, but we're just going through the teams.
So yep, I'm going to shake them too.
I like Jordan Love. I think the Packers, they might have found their quarterback, man. They might have Favre to Rodgers to Jordan Love, and a lot of teams are still struggling.
They always do well getting quarterbacks in an organization. I'll give them that.
Absolutely. Another team that could possibly make a run is the Seattle Seahawks.
Nope. I don't like them either. Nope.
They're one of those teams I think that can play spoiler. I don't think they're going to go far. I don't think they're going to
be like another Buccaneers team.
Yes, I think they can play spoiler. I think. Heck, I know the Eagles aren't playing well. They beat the Eagles. DK Metcalf is a monster.
I love that guy. I wish he was on a different team. Great receiver.
He's a monster.
He fell too far in the draft too. He should have been drafted much higher than he was.
And the last one for the NFC would be the Saints. If they win, and they need some other things. They need Tampa to lose and stuff like that. So that would be I think they should be better than they are. I think they have a much better team than their record shows. They're just not playing up to their full potential.
There's a lot of teams like that this year, but the Saints are one of them. I agree with you there. There's a lot of teams that should be playing. Their records aren't reflecting how good they are. And that's really what it boils down to.
So we'll head over to the AFC and we'll break down the AFC teams here really quick. So we were shaking off a lot of those other teams. So really we only have, you have the Cowboys and the 49ers, right? As your two true contenders for the NFC.
Yep.
And I have the 49ers and my Eagles, my Homer Eagles and the Lions. I think I'm taking the Lions as well. So the Lions, I think have it legit.
I took the Lions too. Yeah. So those three teams for me. Yep.
So those are the three. AFC now, number one seed overall, Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson.
They're good.
What do you think?
That's all I can say is they are a good team. And it showed yesterday how good that Lamar has been this year when he sat. I mean, they didn't put up much noise against the Steelers. I mean, I obviously knew they were going to sit those guys, rest them, because why not? I mean, you've got nothing to play for. But
Lamar risk injury.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and the guy's probably going to be the MVP, Lamar Jackson. I mean, he's a great quarterback. So, I think the Ravens are going to do well.
I think Lamar's going to take the MVP as well, which we'll hit into some of those awards as well today. What about the Dolphins? So we're both taking the Ravens. So I agree with everything that you're saying. So
this isn't
Ravens is legitimate.
Right. We're not saying that they're going to get to the Super Bowl. They're just a chance to get to the Super Bowl.
They're a legitimate shot. Like, okay. we're taking, if we think they have a legitimate shot, if they stand a chance. If we don't think they're standing a chance, we're shaking them.
Yep. So. Okay. Dolphins? So,
yes.
I think the Dolphins are too banged up. I don't think they're as good a team as everybody thinks they are. They're really I'm going to pull something up here because I had this. I looked this up the other day, and I was really shocked. If I can find it real quick. If not, it's not a big deal. So the Dolphins against winning teams this year with a winning record are 1-4. Mm-hmm. They lost to the Bills by 28. They lost to the Eagles by 14. They lost to the Chiefs by 7. They beat the Cowboys by 2. And they lost to the Ravens by 37. I don't think they're going to do well at all.
Really, I think.
And they're wounded right now. They're banged up. Tua's got a shoulder problem. Waddle's out. They're not going to do well.
Justin says he thinks the Dolphins are the most overrated team this season.
Their strength of schedule. They had an easy schedule this year.
I think they have the potential, but I think they are too banged up. I think Jalen Waddle's out, I believe, today. I love how Tua's playing. I'm glad that he proved that he was able to stay healthy for a full season. I love that. But I also am shaking them off. I don't think they stand a chance to a true Super Bowl contender. And one of my good buddies at work with is a diehard Dolphins fan. I'm not saying I wouldn't be upset because I don't mind watching the Dolphins play. Mike McDaniels is a pretty good coach. He has them playing right. But I write them off. What about the Kansas City Chiefs?
No, they're not the same team they used to be. They have, you know, they got the weapons to play. They're just not playing together right now. So I don't see them going far. I really don't. I know they locked up their division, but I think it took them too long to do so.
That's all. I agree. I think they, Patrick, we discussed this a little bit last week. Patrick Mahomes is, I think he's going to be the GOAT. I think he is playing like it. I think he's the best quarterback. Did you just die?
I'm so sorry. Like, you're okay? Every time you tell me you think Pat Mahomes is going to be the greatest of all time, I want to throw up. So I throw
that back a little great. Bit. That's going to be a conversation kind of like what today's is going to be later on. So we'll have to have that discussion when things slow down a little bit. But that being said, I think the Chiefs have a great defense, though. They're, for the first time, swift exit for Justin. I like it. But I think that they stand a chance just because of Mahomes. But I don't think they have – look at Hurts. I love Hurts. But I think he's as good as he is because he has A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, where besides Kelsey, I don't think Mahomes has anybody else to really throw the ball. So I completely agree.
Tell him, Diane. Tell him. He doesn't listen.
We will have that discussion another day, my friend, when we have more time.
Yeah.
When we have more time. All right. Last night's game, the Houston Texans won. So they made it. I love CJ Stroud. I love.
Yes.
The Panthers are really upset that they chose their quarterback over Stroud, I think. Patrick Mahomes is not going to be the GOAT. Hell no. He's great, not the greatest, and I think he's very overrated. All right. Hey, everyone's allowed to their things or allowed to their opinion, 1,000%. So, but anyway, Texans, back to where we're going. Texans, what do you think? Do you think they have a legit shot?
No, too young. Too young with team.
I think they're going to be a
couple years.
Future.
A couple
years. Yes, I think in the future they're going to be great. CJ Stroud's a monster. I think he's going to be good. I think the Panthers are regretting not taking Bryce Young over him. So I just lost my list here. Cleveland Browns. What about those Cleveland Browns?
Oh, they could play a spoiler. They're a good team. Flacco has rejuvenated that team. I love that guy. So
I keep taking my drink. I had to find another place for my drink. It's shaking my camera when I'm taking my drink off.
Better shake it off.
I better shake it off.
I think he's finally picked up.
What do you think about the Browns? Are you taking or shaking them off?
I'm going to shake them. I just think there's too many other teams that are going to knock them over, knock them out. Playoff time comes, everybody steps their game up. I hope that's the case. I like Cleveland, don't get me wrong, but I just don't think it's they're not there yet.
He shook it off. There's the soundbite that we were looking for. But unfortunately, we can't play it because I'm actually taking Cleveland as having a legitimate shot. That defense is absolutely nasty.
So I just want to explain something to you guys watching us.
Troy walks away.
We finally got him to walk off.
Made him leave backstage.
So I want to explain to you guys what we can actually see and what you can't. So in our background, in our virtual studio here, we can see Jared, our producer. We can see Corey and Justin. So when we're doing something to make Corey upset or just kind of twerk with him, mess with him out a little bit, he's doing this now. We can see his reaction. You guys can't see it. Corey will not admit this, but he's a huge Swiftie. He's a big Taylor Swift fan. He likes watching this Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift drama unfold. So he's never going to admit that publicly, no matter what he says. He's full of crap. So that's why we played this audio for him. And that's why we played Shake It or Take It today in Corey's honor of his love for Taylor Swift. So, Mark, go ahead and finish up. I wanted to put that out there.
So the Browns, I actually am taking. So I think they stand a chance. I think Flacco is absolutely nasty. Defense wins championships. So I think they stand a chance to pull spoiler, and they can make a run like the Giants have in the past, and other teams have come through the wild card to make it. Your Buffalo Bills. Are you taking them or shaking them?
So I hate giving the opinion on the team that I like just because it's the team that I like. But
I struggled earlier.
I'm going to tell you what I see, okay? The record does not reflect the team. They are not a 10-6 team. They should easily be up there with the Ravens. They should have been fighting for that number one seed. Once they changed their offensive coordinator and made some adjustments, they've been on a roll. They haven't lost a game. I honestly think that they are going to win the Super Bowl. And I say that not as a fan, but just as looking from the outside, looking in the team, the way they're structured and what they're capable of. I see them winning the Super Bowl.
Well, they got to win tonight first.
100%. But, they have to win tonight. And I think against the wounded team like the Dolphins, I think they're going to beat them in a walk. But I don't want to get overly confident and see them just kind of traipse in there like, oh, you know, we're going to win this game, no problem. They have to fight this game to win it. I mean, I don't want to sit and wait for Jacksonville to lose today. I would shut the TV off. You know what I mean? If I was the Bills, I would not even watch the TV. I would try to keep the media away from me. I don't want to know the outcome of the game. I want to go play my game and win this game. But I know they're all going to be watching it. I'd hate to see the Jaguars lose. Oh, we're in the playoffs and just kind of skate through this game, and it doesn't matter if they win or not. They need to win today, period.
As Chris pointed out, the Bills have been playing much better as of late. And then Justin put out their bold statement from a guy who watched them lose 4 in a row.
I'm thinking that Justin's making a reference to how old I am.
So
if that's what he's – you know, because I know that everybody says Bills stands for boy, I love losing Super Bowls. Aha. But – I think this is their year. I really
and you actually got it right just because Justin said something, because when we had a show earlier in the year, you said they lost 3 in a row. So I'm glad four. You got it right. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm happy for you. but anyway, I am going to also take them as a contender because I like to troll you and get you fired up, but I think they have a legitimate shot. I think they have a legitimate shot of going to the Super Bowl. No, he's talking about the Eagles. I think Josh Allen hasn't playing well. I think once they fired their offensive coordinator, and
everything took off for him.
Everything took off. They've only lost one game, I believe, right? Since he took over.
Yep.
So I think they stand a good chance of making a good run. They're playing well at the right time.
And I think I saw a stat the other day too. Their defensive only, I think I could be wrong with this. Someone double check me. But I think I read somewhere that their defense has only given up one passing touchdown in the past four games.
Yeah, that I do not know. I don't know.
If someone wants to, someone's bored in the background wants to look. But I read that somewhere. There was a team, and I think it was the Bills, one passing touchdown in the past 4 weeks. Everything else has been rushing. Chris, don't start with this. Oh, Bridie.
So did you see the color of this?
For the so Super Bowl? Everybody's got this conspiracy that the Super Bowl logo has leaked the script for the Super Bowl champions. And the Super guys are going to be in the Super Bowl. It's changed. Yeah, see, Ravens, Niners colors. It changed a few times already, though. So.
Well, I didn't see that, so.
Yeah.
All right, so the Steelers, if they are in, again, I don't think they – I'm going to shake them off.
Yep, no way. Sure, done.
They definitely are not going to – I don't think they're going to make a run if they do get in. I love their head coach. I don't know if he's going to be done. But I love Mike Tomlin. They just need a quarterback. I don't know if it's...
They do. And Rudolph is not the answer.
No. Although he did lead them.
Won the game yesterday.
He did win the game yesterday against the second string.
They played
the JV game. And the last one that is eligible, Jacksonville Jaguars.
No. Shaking them.
Even if with Trevor Lawrence and...
If a healthy Trevor Lawrence, maybe.
So for AFC, because I'm also shaking them off. So I think they might be able to win a game, maybe two, but I don't see them actually being a Super Bowl contender. I think Baltimore will be too much for them, or the Bills, if they were not the Bills, or even Cleveland, because that defense is just absolutely nasty.
Yep.
So for the AFC, you have Buffalo, Ravens. Is that it for the AFC that you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went Buffalo, Ravens, and Cleveland. So I had my teams that I think stand a chance at actually making the Super Bowl. Now, what about do you want to make some bold predictions? Who do you think is going to make the Super Bowl for this year?
I want to see how the rest of the playoff scenarios shake out today.
Okay.
We'll shake this off for today, and next week we'll do that.
All right, next week you want to do that, because there'll already be two games going on before we have our podcast next week. So
yeah, because as crazy as these scenarios are, legitimately the Bills could either be the 2 seed or they could be out of the playoffs altogether today.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Absolutely.
So,
Ethan, to answer your question, yes, that was one of the first things we discussed was the national championship. Aaron went with
Michigan,
and I went with Washington. So, that's a good vote for Michigan, because I haven't picked anything right during these playoffs. So I'm like Mike Greenberg and can't make the right choices in anything. So anything else for the NFL there? What else do you have going on?
I'm excited just to watch these games today and see what happens. I've not really been a football fan most of my life, but this is, well, I shouldn't say that. I've been a football fan, but I've never been invested in a season like I have this year.
I think that this show has done a lot, has helped me with, like, I mean, I've always been in NFL, you know, NFL is my thing. College football is my thing. These are my two favorite and two most knowledgeable sports. But I've watched a little bit of everything. I've watched more baseball news and stuff like that because of how this show is. Oh, Justin just put up there. Trevor Lawrence is now active for today. So doesn't mean he's healthy, though. Doesn't mean he's healthy. So
it's a wounded Jaguar.
Absolutely. So do you want to get into this debate?
It's time, buddy.
It's time. So we haven't discussed much NBA throughout the year. So we haven't done that yet. Oops. Give me a second. I'm trying to look up here. Corey looked up the last 4 weeks for your stat. Is that what you're looking at, Corey? For your stat, the last 4 weeks from now to 4 weeks ago, the Bills have 0, 1, 1, and 1 pass touchdowns allowed.
So maybe it was they didn't give up more than one pass touchdown in a game. Maybe that's what I read. I might have read it wrong, but I knew it was some crazy stat that didn't give up many passing touchdowns at all. So that's crazy.
So that one's
a good defense right there.
That is definitely – well, good – How about rushing? How they've been with rushing, with the rushing attack?
That I don't know. I just know that they're winning. That's all I give a shit about. And you think I don't care if they win 44-43 or 43-0. As long as they win, I don't care.
So who's gonna? Oh, Ethan, Washington hasn't seen a defense like Michigan this season. Michigan hasn't seen a QB like Penix Jr. this year. Going to be a good-ass game. I think you're 100% right, except Texas has a really good defense too. So they did see somewhat last week, in my opinion. But Michigan is playing lights out. So, all right.
Chris. Yes, Chris, I'm tired. I worked late last night in a snowstorm. It's been a long week. I wrecked two vehicles this week with deer. One was my patrol car at work, and the other was my personal car on the way home from work. So I have no vehicle right now. But yeah, I'm tired.
I'll give you a ride, Aaron.
Yeah, buddy. You always do, man.
I need to redact that because I thought that you were talking about the Bills rushing offense. I'm sick. Give me a break. Your stat is correct. I went back through again. And all of them say 0-0-0-1. So they only gave up one passing touchdown in the last 4 weeks.
In the last four weeks. Okay. Yep. That's what only I thought one. I read. So that's crazy.
And it was to Pat Mahomes.
Nikki, hang on. We're getting it right now. Ride later. Nikki wants to listen to this LeBron crap because she's a big LeBron fan.
She is.
Yeah, I know. Right, so she likes Kobe too. First?
You want to go first? You can go first.
All right. So I was going to bring up a whole mess of videos and all this other crap. And you know what? All these videos are so freaking biased. You know, yeah, Opie, LeBron, who? So I'm going to break down. I'm going to go the stat-wise. I'm going to break down some stats. I'm going to let you go. And then I'm going to throw the knockout punch because there's some stuff that no one really discusses with these two. And the comparison that I think I might have cracked the code to get everybody to get on board. All right. So that's it. I love this guy. Even Jordan even looks better. But anyway. So Jordan, 6 championships. He's 6-0 in the finals. LeBron, he's got 4 championships. 4-6 in the finals. He went to the finals 8 straight times. He only won 4 titles. 6 times MVP for the finals for Jordan. 4 times NBA Finals MVP for LeBron. Jordan is a 5-time NBA MVP. LeBron is a 4-time NBA MVP. 14-time All-Star for Jordan, 19-time All-Star for LeBron. 3-time All-Star MVP for Jordan, 3-time All-Star MVP for LeBron. So Jordan had 5 fewer All-Star selections, had the same amount of All-Star MVPs. This is a big one for me. 9-time All-Defensive Team for Jordan, was the defensive player of the year in 1988. LeBron's only a 5-time all-time defensive team, never won the defensive player of the year. Jordan, 10-time scoring champion. LeBron, once. Jordan led the league in steals 3 times. LeBron led the league in assists once. The career average points per game for Jordan is 30.1. LeBron is 27.2. Jordan's career winning percentage, 659. LeBron is 646. In the playoffs, Jordan's career winning percentage is 665. LeBron is 645. Jordan, most people don't realize this either, is a 2-time Hall of Famer. He's won individually in 09 and 2010 with the Dream Team. Okay. Those are just stats. I'm going to let you go, and then I'm going to go with the other stuff that I have built up for this, and I think might really show everybody where I'm coming from with this guy.
Okay. So I'm going to go with some of the things that I found to defend LeBron. Okay. So playoff totals during the 10 finals runs. Okay. For LeBron. Okay. Corey, I think you pulled up this one. I sent you a couple of these graphics here. The first one with, and I don't know how to pull them up, so I'm not.
Devil's avocado.
So,
which one do you need right now?
The first with LeBron and the playoff totals.
Got you.
And finals runs. Yep. So you have LeBron has led his team with 59, 11 points. His best teammate LeBron's been better. Rebounds, LeBron's been better than his best teammate. Assists, LeBron has been better. Steals, LeBron has been better than his best teammate. And blocks, he's tied with his best teammate. Jordan's 6 final runs, yep, he's been scored the most points. He doesn't have the most rebounds. His best teammate out-rebounded him. His best teammate has more assists than him. And his best teammate has more steals than him. And, oh, yeah, his best teammate also has more blocks than him. So, again, going from team to team, MJ without Scotty and Dennis and those guys.
Oh, you're going down a wrong road here. Oh, I'm waiting for this. You mean to tell me?
So,
go ahead, Justin.
So, wait. We're not going to factor in that LeBron handpicked a team and could only win 2 titles there.
Go back.
Everybody.
Go back in your hole. I'm getting there.
Everybody handpicks their team. Everybody nowadays. They didn't do that back then.
Whoa. No, sir. So, we're going to go. The first time Jordan won a championship, he beat the Lakers with Scottie Pippen. Okay? With Scottie Pippen. He then beat the Portland Trailblazers with Clyde Drexler, Terry Porter, future, you know, Clyde Drexler we know is a Hall of Famer. He beat those guys. Third one, he beat the Phoenix Suns. Okay? Charles Barkley, Kevin Johnson, Dan Marley. That was a good team. And Barkley was the MVP of the league that year. He beat them. Okay. Then he takes 2 years off for retirement, whatever he's doing. So he's got Pippen. That's fine. LeBron had Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, all these other
people. What about his appearances before he was on that team?
It doesn't matter. LeBron was a ring chaser.
He
was there
without them. He took it with
them. Then he should have won. He should have won. If he's as great as he says, he should have won.
MJ didn't without Scotty. MJ didn't.
No. Because he was building up. They drafted Scottie Pippen, brought him in. Charles Barkley did not win without his supporting cast either. You have to have a supporting cast. The biggest problem I have with LeBron is he chased rings. He shifted different teams, was all over the place. So he went to the best place that he thought he was going to win, still didn't do it. Sorry. Jordan never went to a game 7 in the NBA Finals either. Okay? 6-0 in the Finals.
Mark. You're saying Jordan didn't win it without Pippen, right?
So
Jordan was also taking the Bulls to game 7s in round 1 and the East Finals against teams like the fucking Pistons, the fucking Celtics.
The LeBron's rules were different.
Never played teams like that.
They were physically beating him up. The rules are so different now. That Pistons team in the 90s was a menace. You get your butt kicked. So
do you want me, Corey? Can you bring up my next one with LeBron under pressure compared to Michael? So, in elimination games, LeBron has more points per game, more rebounds per game, more assists per game, better field goal percentage, and a better record than Michael Jordan.
Because he's had a chance to be eliminated more. That's why.
Thank you.
Stop it. Get some help.
And then the last one is at this age, what makes LeBron so great is at his age 38 season when Michael Jordan, compared to Michael Jordan, was the last stat that I found. And
why? Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'll answer this one real quick. Go ahead.
So the fact is that Michael Jordan has, yep, he has the most 50-point games over LeBron. Now, as 38 years old, now regular season, most 45-point games, LeBron's had 3. 40-point games, 6. 35-point games, 15. 30-point games, 22. He is doing amazing things at his age. I play basketball with 20-year-olds, and I'm still sore, and I played Thursday. Now, granted, they have all the advantages and millionaires and drop up millions of dollars that on their bodies and stuff like that. Oops, I'm knocking to my table. Sorry about that. So longevity, LeBron has outlasted Michael, played better, and is still doing it at his age. I'm not saying Michael couldn't and stuff like that. I'm just saying LeBron has pulled up some things and done some things, amazingness, at his age, and able to do it and stay with these guys, with Jokic, with Embiid, with all these guys. He's still doing it at this age.
I'm going to liken this to a football player. Okay. Why do football players have such short careers?
Because they get beat up.
Okay. Jordan played in a different era where you couldn't foul, hand check, get the shit kicked out of you on a nightly basis. LeBron now plays in a league that's so soft, you can't touch anybody. He flops all the time. I'm over that. I mean, it's a softer game now. If Jordan was playing in this area, he'd average 50 points a game. That's my opinion. But Jordan is just was beat up physically and mentally. That guy was the leak. He was the guy that everybody held on to, and he was the face of basketball. You know, LeBron will fill up a basketball court. And please let me say this. I'm not saying that he's not a great basketball player, because he is. He'll get you the stats you need. He'll fill up your basketball card. He'll put asses in the seats. But he's not better than Jordan was. Now,
can I give you one last argument? One last argument.
Go ahead, because then I'm gonna throw something at you.
Okay, this is my last argument. LeBron, how many midseason tournaments does Michael Jordan have?
Michael Jordan would have ripped the top off of that trophy, pissed in it, and threw it away. So, on the world stage, okay, Jordan has been to the Olympics and so has LeBron. So, I pulled up and did some stats for the Olympics. In 1984, before Jordan was even a professional basketball player, okay, he went to the Olympics. 8-0, okay? The roster that he played for in his first Olympics that was on his team, Steve Alford, Patrick Ewing, Vern Fleming, Joe Klein, John Konchak, Chris Mullen, Sam Perkins, Alvin Robinson, Wayman Tisdale, Jeff Turner, and Leon Ward. Half of those guys no one's ever even heard of, okay? They still won the gold medal. LeBron's first Olympics in 2004, his roster, Allen Iverson, Stephon Marbury, Dwayne Wade, Carlos Boozer, Carmelo Anthony, Emeka Okafor, I'm not really impressed with him, Sean Marion, Amari Stoudemire, Tim Duncan. Lamar Odom, Richard Jefferson. Bronze medal. They went 5-3. Okay. So on the world stage, if he's this godsend to basketball, with that roster, you win the gold. Okay. 2008, 2012, LeBron goes back to the Olympics. They went 16-0. Guess who was on that team that helped lead them to the Olympics?
Who was it?
A young man by the name of Kobe Bryant, who had to go in and teach them and show them leadership skills on how to win on the world stage and not treat basketball like it was, like you were deserved to be there, like you were this whole high and mighty person. Jordan's record in the Olympics, 16-0. LeBron is 21-3. Jordan's points per game in the Olympics, he averaged 16 points. He has 256 points overall. LeBron averaged 11.4 points a game, 273 points overall. Okay? This is why I'm going to say Jordan is a better human being. It's not a whole new debate, Nikki. It's talking about who's the better basketball player. Sit there and listen. So, a lot of people bring up Jordan's time with the Wizards. Well, it tarnished his legacy. No, it didn't, if you know the real story as to why he went to Washington. So, Jordan signed a two-year, $2 million contract with the Washington Wizards with the assumption that he was going to take over as the head of basketball operations. People don't realize that in those 2 years that he retired, Jordan had a minority ownership stake in the Wizard itself. He had to give that up when he went back to play for them. He had an interview. First off, his salary, he took his salary and donated it to the victims of 9/11. So he played basketball for 2 years and donated his salary to the families and the victims of 9/11. What he told the owner of the Wizards, because he asked him, why do you want to be here? This is a quote. I want to win more championships. I want equity, and I want to run basketball operations. He did not want to get paid. He loved basketball that much. It's not about endorsements with him. Now, great, he's got the Jordan line. He's got all his money coming in from that. The guy wanted to do greater things. He wanted to win. The guy's an assassin on the court. He's a killer. He wants to win. That's what it boils down to. LeBron is a crybaby. If he would shut his mouth and stop whining to referees about every little call everything else, I might have a better opinion of him, but the stats don't lie. LeBron has been a longer, has got more longevity, but based on the sample size and what the two of them did, Jordan's the better ball player.
I hate jumping in your shows, but I have so much to say on this shit. So I'm going to touch on both here, better person and longevity. They kind of tie together. Jordan played every fucking game because in his mind, there was a kid there that his parents took all they had to get him a ticket, and it may be the only time they get to see him play, so he had the obligation to play that game. LeBron James' longevity is due to the fact he plays half a season for the last 12 fucking seasons. That's the only reason he's still in the league, aside from the fact he can't touch him.
Right.
Because you touch him, he's got a concussion or he's on the ground. And
so
he's a joke. LeBron's not even better than Kobe. LeBron is lucky to be top five all time.
So I love, now that you're in here, Justin, I love the fact that you're fired up, the fact that Aaron's fired up. I'm going to be honest. And Lee,
for Jordan, baby.
And Lee. Yeah,
wait for this.
And Lee.
I already know what's coming.
Just so you guys know, I literally just played devil's advocate this whole time. I think
MJ's
the greatest, the GOAT. I just wanted to try to get Aaron and you fired up and whoever else wanted to get fired up. I kept Corey stayed out, but I was hoping he'd jump in too. But the fact that he was able to stay out with us messing with Taylor Swift means
he's listening to his Taylor Swift CD in the background.
Yeah, oh, that's what he's doing. That's why his head's bopping.
Yeah.
Listen, can you tell me there one team that LeBron was the best player in their history? I mean, you can say the Cavs because he jumped around consistently.
Yeah, right. I would say the Cavs because
Jordan's the best in two teams history.
So
because Washington's just bad.
Washington's terrible. But no, like I said,
LeBron's not the best Laker ever. He's not the best Heat player ever. That's Dwayne Wade. LeBron's not even top 10 on the Lakers.
But I to go with you with what Chris just put out, LeBron as a person, yes, the way he handled the decision wasn't right, was kind of silly and stuff like that. But as Chris just pointed out, he built a whole ass school in Cleveland for the kids. It's not that he's not a good person. He's not. Ethan put, damn, Justin doesn't like Bron, LOL, or laugh my ass off. LeBron has done a lot of great things outside of basketball as well, building schools. And then Jordan is the GOAT, but Brown has done a lot of great things also. I agree with him 100%.
There's also a difference between the way Jordan did it and LeBron did it. LeBron does it, and LeBron does it loud. LeBron does it so you see him. Jordan did it behind closed doors.
Jordan's humble.
Jordan didn't talk about it. Jordan doesn't want recognition for it. LeBron just wants you to see him. I did this.
Who the hell is Elvin Hayes?
So... but yeah, so that was, I just wanted to, my job, like for those of you that are just tuning in, my job is to try to get Aaron fired up, maybe even Justin, and I'm still working on Corey.
It's not hard to fire me up.
I know. I will find a way to get Corey going one of these times.
All you got to do is talk about Taylor Swift.
And Jared hangs out, and he's pretty chill, so I don't know if I can get him fired up.
But, I'll tell you, Jared's like our principal. He just so sometimes he just looks so disappointed in us.
LeBron James. So, but I do think I do agree with you, brother. MJ is the goal. I couldn't find something to put that poster. My daughter went shopping and got me with the MJ that you made sure I would have had that up to pull out, but yeah. I am MJ Homer. I was just trying to get you fired up, brother, and get you going.
It's all good.
So that was the LeBron MJ debate for our side anyway. We definitely have a couple people jumping in that we wouldn't mind getting on. Get on the show. We have a couple things planned for that. So do you want to do anything else major for today? Do you want to do the get to know your host?
We'll do our last part after. I just want to give the folks in chat, you know, I love that you guys are interacting with this stuff, but throw us your ideas. Like, we don't sometimes, like, I think once football's over, we're going to struggle to find some topics to go over. I mean, we'll always find something, but if there's something you guys want us to hit on or discuss or break down, you know, please feel free to throw it at us in Messenger, or, you know, you can shoot us an email. We'll be more than happy to go over that kind of stuff. Corey, can you throw up the merch thing too. Again, I know you threw it up earlier, but I just wanted to give our plug to this young lady too that's doing our merch for us. You guys can go on this website, get some cool t-shirts, hoodies, tumblers, whatever else you want. You know, if you want to hang out, get some of that stuff. It's cool. But there, where to go? I just saw hockey. Never mind.
Yeah, Chris.
Corey will get that link up for us when he gets a chance. So, but yeah, I mean,
Chris, we will discuss some hockey. It is not one of my strong suits. I will be straight up honest with that. Yeah. There it is. Trendyforbes.com.
Yeah, Trendy Forbes. There it is. Okay. That's in the chat, guys. Trendyforbes.com. That's our merch lady. And I know, Mark, I know one of the big things that everybody wants us to get into is a lot of people want us to start talking some WWE, some wrestling, which I'm okay with. The Royal Rumble's coming up, so I know we were going to do a show on that just to discuss some of the things that are going on. So,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I love it. Lee,
the yes. Macho Man.
Acknowledge me.
Justin, we are on the island of relevancy right now. Okay,
Lee, we are.
We're at the head of the table.
Hey, when I go out to eat later, should I sit at the bar?
Yeah. Should I sit at the booth? That was an epic promo the other night, dude.
Oh, with The Rock, I saw that a little bit. With
yep,
I'm trying. Yes, to go with Lee and. Andrew there, we are going to work on getting into some local things, doing some local sports as well. We don't want to step on other people's toes in the area. A couple of people that have been guests on Corey and Justin's show. So we are going to work on doing some local stuff as well.
Absolutely.
We are going to do
in the works, boys.
Yep, it is in the works. We just got to make sure we get everything squared away so we can do that without causing any issues. We definitely want to do that. We definitely want to do some local stuff as well, for sure. For those of you that are in our area, we will definitely get into that, cover some things, maybe even be able to go to some games and stuff like that and cover that way. But we just got to make sure we got all of our ducks in the row. Right. But that is on our list. And please keep those ideas coming. I do, Ethan, watch the UFC here and there. I love jumping in on that as well. Also some boxing stuff. I've been following that a little bit as well. Again, my strong suit is the NFL and college football and college basketball and some NBA. But the other stuff, I also wouldn't mind. I know you've been one of the people talking, Ethan, about coming on. Wouldn't mind getting in and learning some stuff as well. So
yeah, we can learn from you guys too.
As well. Absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, please definitely check out that merch store. Hey, Justin. Please check out that merch store if you guys want to go check her out or check any of her stuff out, not just our merchandise. Make sure you use the NDT when you check out. If there's anything else that you'd like there, we would appreciate it for sure.
And our follower count has been going through the roof. We're almost at 1,200, which we were at 1,000 before. We were under 1,000 before Christmas. So, guys, thank you for liking and sharing the page for us and, you know, sharing the videos. We enjoy it. We do not get paid for this. This is a hobby. We just enjoy the hell out of it. I mean, I don't think you guys realize how much time goes into this too. Like, we're constantly all day back and forth. Hey, what about this? Let's look at this, read this article. Like, it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work, you know? So the fact that you're sharing for us, that's all payment we need. We love it. We enjoy it. So it's a hobby. So let's just keep those followers growing too. So Marky, let's hit this. You can go first this week. I'll let you go.
To get to know your host?
Yeah, you want to do our know your host thing?
I wish I was prepared. No, I'm just kidding. I actually have a couple of questions. And the way you answer, especially this first one, and maybe even two.
Do you want me to think about them?
No, just go.
Okay.
So, Mount Rushmore, okay? Who is your Mount Rushmore of professional athletes in general? Depending on how you answer this is something that we can debate one of those shows that when we are a little bit slower after the NFL season. Your Mount Rushmore top four athletes, doesn't matter what sport, doesn't matter
overall. My favorites or what I think belong up there?
what you think belong up there, or your favorites, whatever. However,
right, I'm going to do the four. I'm going to do the four that I think belong. I'm going to pick one from each major sport.
Okay.
Hockey, I'm going to go with Wayne Gretzky.
Of course.
Basketball, Michael Jordan. Football, that's tough, dude.
I'm actually making him think. I'm actually making him
football. I could go with Brady. I could go with Montana. I could go with Jerry Rice. You know what? I'm gonna throw a curveball. Barry Sanders.
Ooh. Okay.
Love that guy.
That's not
love
a bad guy. That guy. I love him. Absolutely.
And this is where I struggle. Baseball.
Yes, this is your sport. This is your thing.
There's just so many. I can't pick one.
You got it. That's the question.
So I'm gonna pick a pitcher because I was a pitcher. I'm gonna go with Greg Maddux.
Okay. Oh, I like that. I'm big Grace fan. What about in general? Like, not doesn't have to be the four sports. There anybody that you would put up there that you wouldn't? Anybody that you would put up there doesn't have to be the four major sports.
So I'll do athletes that had an impact on my life as a kid growing up.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Jeter. Alonzo Mourning. I loved him watching him at Georgetown with the Charlotte Hornets. I was super pissed when they traded him to the Miami Heat. Football. Wasn't really a big football guy back in the day, but I'll have to go with Thurman Thomas. And I'll do another baseball player, Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay. See, I agree with Lee on my top four. I would have Tiger. Athletes of all time, and I've even been leaning more towards Serena Williams as of late too, as well, for her
She's good
for her accomplishments. Okay, so to stay with the Mount Rushmore idea,
well, this is the second question now.
This is the second
holy fuck
second question. Good. Sports movies, top four sports movies of all time.
Oh,
this starting is with your favorite, or you can go 4-1, whatever way you want to go.
Okay, my favorite is The Sandlot. Love that game. It's a feel-good movie. It takes you back to your childhood.
My wife's never seen it.
What?
My wife's never seen it.
Her and I are no longer friends.
You're failing as a husband.
100%. I was going to say that.
She said to me, "You're killing me, Smalls," once, and I told her, "Shut your mouth. You don't know what you're talking about."
You're killing me, Smalls.
That's it. She probably doesn't even know what that means. If she's ever said that, she's not allowed. So, Sandlot, Field of Dreams. Love that movie. Mm. A lot of nostalgia in that movie, too. I love how that worked out. Boy. I love Moneyball. I don't know if anybody's seen that movie. It's a great movie. And I know I'm on the baseball kick, but I just love baseball. It's my move. It's my sport. But the fourth one I'm going to throw out there, I don't know if anybody's ever seen this, is the movie Radio with Cuba Gooding Jr. Love that movie. So those are my four.
Awesome. I would other ones that have come to my mind, Major League is pretty high up there for me.
I give you a top 10 list.
My number one, I know it's not a question for me, but my number one is Remember the Titans is my ultimate all-time favorite sports movie personally. Okay. And last one that is not sports affiliated is if you could travel anywhere in the world to go just to see that, where would it be?
Egypt. I've always been fascinated with Egyptian history and hieroglyphics and the pyramids and the mummies and all that shit. I want to go see that stuff. So,
absolutely. Yeah, definitely. So, a little bit more thought this week, aren't you?
Dude, you did great this week. You made me, you stumped me. Yeah. that Mount Rushmore killed me because that's tough. That's tough. The aliens that built the pyramids. Corey, I can't wait
Rudy.
For later.
Rudy is also on my Mount Rushmore.
Rudy's a great movie, too. I missed Major League. The Major League movies were epic too. Just
absolutely, you know,
they're more of a comedy. It's not really the feelings that you get from Field and Dreams and Sandlot is just what draws me into them. So,
For the Love of the Game, have you ever seen that one?
Yes, with Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner is just a great baseball actor. Period. He loved baseball in general.
That's a pretty good one, too, that I think is underrated.
Yes. I don't think – if anybody hasn't seen that, go watch it. I know it's kind of like a love story, but the guy at the bar at the end, I wanted to punch him in the face. The Rookie was great, too. Mm-hmm. We could do this all day long. Maybe this is another topic we get into another time.
Yeah. Any Given movies. Sunday is another one that is pretty high on my list.
Yep.
Just put it up there. Any Given Sunday. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So I'm going to throw your first one. Okay. I'm going to make you think a little bit more now.
Oh, God.
Not as much as you made me think, though. Favorite childhood sports memory?
Oh, favorite childhood sports memory. That's
whether it be something you watched or something you participated in.
I'm going to go sentimental on that one. That's easy for me, actually. And it's not even as much childhood. It started in my childhood. But it was playing softball with my dad.
Okay. That's awesome.
As I've mentioned in previous shows, I grew up Jehovah's Witness. We used to get together. It's actually where I met Chris Bridenstine for the first time. We used to get together on Sundays after our church, as you called it. They called them meetings. We would all get together and we would go play. We'd either play during the fall, we'd play football. And then during the summertime, we take and we would play softball. And my dad was a pitcher. I used to go to his games when he was a kid. And again, I'm old now, so you can't report him. But back in the day, Wednesday night softball was a true beer league softball. We used to play at a local. His sponsor was a local bar, which is actually one of my sponsors for a little bit at the time. And I used to be out back pumping a little tap, you know, like when I was a kid, doing stuff like that. So playing softball in general with my dad. Then as I got older, some of my fondest memories. Me and my dad had a little parting once I stopped being a Jehovah's Witness. And then once I had my son, he didn't let that get in between us, and he was there. Then he came. Aaron, I think you've played, right? Didn't you play with him a couple times when he played on my Wednesday night team, or were you not playing at that time? He used to come up on his motorcycle. He lives in about an hour and a half away in a place called Knox in PA. He used to drive his motorcycle with his orange bat that he played with back in the day when he was young, and put it on the back of his motorcycle and come down to our field and play. And so that's my favorite.
Okay.
Favorite young, memory.
That's a great memory. Justin, you said you wanted to come in here. What?
All right. No. You'll see why. You'll see why. So I grew up, my whole family was Giants fans, except for my mom. She's an outcast. She's a 49ers fan. So my literal first memory of sports, and it will forever be my favorite, is Wide Right.
I don't know that.
Bills versus Giants.
Oh, okay. Yep.
That is my first sports memory. That's why I said it would make sense. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
You'll see why.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Now I know what you're talking about.
You know what? You weren't invited. Get out. Okay. God. Yeah. If they miss a field goal to lose today, Wide Right, I'm coming to your house. I'm hunting you down.
Oh, I hope they do.
You fucking jinxed us now. All right.
I'm going to blow on the TV.
So this is a sports-related question, but this is probably going to make you think because I don't even know what this is for me. Favorite moment of you and I playing together on a softball field? Besides striking me out at Potter's.
Oh, okay. Besides striking me out.
Can't have you do that.
Oh, man. When we were playing, we have so many great memories, man. The funniest one is one of them that sticks out to me is you were playing shortstop and Brittany. Remember Brittany Schwartz? Yep. So I told you, watch out. Watch out. Be careful.
And she bruised my leg, bro.
She rocketed it at you. Dude. Like hardest, because she was always a great player for she was always a really good player, and man, she rocketed a ball at you. I felt so horrible. I think you had a big lump, didn't you? Like it
hit I
you
did. Right I didn't leg. Even have a chance. I was playing too close. I was being myself and being a smartass. I'm like, oh, Brittany's up. So I was literally like a foot behind Mark on the pitcher's mound.
Yep.
And Brittany had a tendency to hit the ball to the right side over to second base and first base. Well, she hits this freaking screamer. I didn't have a chance to get it. The ball ricochets off my shin. I was down. It was over. Yeah, that was my own fault, though. Bridie's got plenty. We could have a show with Bridie.
Oh, man. With Chris. Oh, man. Yeah, man. We have so many with all of us. Some of the greatest times, man. I've also seen you launch softballs farther than I've ever seen most humans be able to do that. You, Corey, and Donnie Howell were the plus there's a couple guys now that I play with on Sunday. I think they hit some balls, unfortunately, off of me pitching that still have yet to land. So, I think
for me, the best one I had, well, I should say this, the best reaction I had from you, we were playing in the Homer Dome. And I went 4-for-4 that game, but I had 3 homers. And after the 3rd home run, it went way out right field across the road. You wouldn't even talk to me. You just looked at me and shook your head. You go, I don't know how to talk to you. Like, I don't know if you remember that, but you were just laughing because you kept trying to hit the ball out, and I just kept doing it.
Yeah.
So it was your reactions. I guess what I'm trying to say is your reactions are funny to shit. When someone's having a good game, you always have some kind of snide comment like, I would have hit it farther. I would have done this better.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that was a cool game, and Chris was even joking around about it too. I had a good game that day, but that was a good time with you. But I personally like
how about lining us up on the line when we were playing in the Homer Dome, and
that's when I broke my test. Corey and I were just talking about this the other night. That was the night I broke my hand. I made you guys take sobriety tests, and I'm the one that got hurt. So whatever, it was funny. All right, last one for you. I didn't really put a lot of thought into this. This one, but I want to know because I don't, as close as I am with you, I don't know this question. What's your favorite non-sports related hobby? And it does, you cannot say personal training because it's sports to me.
Okay. Wow. I do so much sports stuff. I don't know. This, I'd have to say.
Okay. This is sports this related.
Okay. We do a sports show.
But I think this is becoming a really good hobby for both of us. I enjoy the hell out of it. Give me something else.
So much fun. Okay. I'm trying to think what I go through my day, and it's all either personal training. I would have to go with riding my motorcycle.
Okay.
Riding my motorcycle. I don't feel any freer. Riding with my brothers, my motorcycle enthusiasts, as I say it. Being on two wheels and just going also brings me closer to my dad because, you know, he used to ride and he's the one, because he passed before I ever had a bike. But yeah, I'd have to say non-sports related would be on the bike and riding with some guys. So
I just read the private chat and Corey seems to think you like knitting.
I have a rep. I have a badass reputation to keep up. All right.
He sews the patches on their vests. He's
I have no idea how to do that.
It's still better than listening to Taylor Swift CDs. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's Corey. He sings it. I heard him singing the other day. Man, shake it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he even got the head bob in.
Oh, Corey. Corey, we're sorry. We've really been screwing with you today. And you've been good about it, though. You haven't come in and yelled this yet. So Corey's in charge of this whole podcast, and we're about to get ourselves thrown off. So it was really nice knowing you guys. It's been a great episode. Great run. I'll see you next 10 years from now. I don't know.
I got to say, one of my favorite moments in that, have you ever watched the lip sync battle?
Yes, with The Rock.
When The Rock did that, yeah. I'm not going to lie. That was my favorite moment.
Hysterical. Yes, no doubt. I was thinking about that too.
That is just going to – that was one of my favorites when he pulled out a little man. Tay-Tay. Oh, God. He's
Tay-Tay.
I have to say he is my all-time. We will get into there. But those Mount Rushmore questions, keep an eye out, guys. I want to hear what your Mount Rushmores are. I'm going to make a post here. I didn't want to do it earlier this week. I didn't want me to
think
ruin
about it.
Yep, I didn't want you to be prepared. So
jerk off.
So keep an eye out. I want to hear what you guys are and what your guys' Mount Rushmores are, and that'd be a good topic one day, maybe when things start to slow down after this NFL season. Enjoy your NFL Sunday. Enjoy these games today. Go Dolphins. I mean, go Bills.
Go Mafia, baby.
Go Birds, as always. So I hope you
guys go Cardinals. Can we talk about the Cardinals?
No, I don't want to talk about anything right now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Last time you said go Birds was, yeah. Anyway, so guys, again, thank you so much for hanging. Like, follow, share. We need more basketball debates. Nikki, we'll bring you in. Let's bring Nikki on and beat her up over basketball.
We will definitely move on. NFL will be starting to slow down a little bit. And then Ethan, I'm not sure. I don't know Ethan, I don't think, but he seems like it'd be a fun today. Don't forget tonight, tune in with Corey and Justin and Jared.
We're going to be there too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pop in the background, hang out a little bit.
7 o'clock Eastern time, right, Corey?
Yeah, 7 o'clock Eastern time.
7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
I think, did Justin choose the topic this week or no?
He bitched out and got away with it. Do not come in here and plead your case. I will. Jared, get him out of here. I don't want to talk to you.
Leave him.
Get him out. Thank you. I can't wait. Tonight, I'm going to watch this Bills game, and in the middle of him talking about something, I'm just going to jump in and be like, ah, and then leave just to piss him off. But no, it's great, the camaraderie with these guys. Oh, you can stay.
You know, I am feeling a little under the weather. He might have to take lead tonight.
Oh,
Justin, you got lead tonight, homie.
Jokes on jokes on jokes.
That's funny. It might have to happen. So, yeah, guys, don't forget again tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern time with Corey Justin on the main podcast. Our winners of our giveaway are going to be selected at random. Jared will be doing that for you guys in the background. And again, watch the show. They're going to be talking about some pretty cool stuff. The conspiracy of what was going on down in Miami with the police response the other night. I have a lot of questions about it, too. I'm sorry. I'm a police officer, and for 100 cop cars to show up for 4 kids fighting is not a response. I'm not buying for a second what they're saying. I understand that you want to keep things a little hush hush, but you can't hide this one. Sorry, there's just too many moving parts for me. I don't agree with any of it, and I'm not buying it for a second. So something else is going down. But regardless, Marky, next week we're going to give our Super Bowl predictions. Is that what we're going to do?
We'll figure it out. We'll talk more. We'll see. We'll see how the week sports news goes and certain things like that. I'm sure we'll release a little promo, and you and I will talk more about it. Maybe even through our early predictions. And
that's good. Tomorrow night,
my luck, we're gonna stay, and then we're gonna lose week one. So if I pick your team, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry because whoever I pick loses.
Yeah, just message the podcast page, guys, if you guys have any ideas and stuff you want us to discuss, and we'll get to them hopefully next week or so. Like I said, NFL is going to be winding down here real quick, real fast. So we're not going to have as much to talk about that. We want to get some more of your input, get some guests on here. That's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to get our legs about us and be comfortable, which I think we've really kind of made some leaps and bounds here with getting some guests on. So we'll do that. I got nothing else. Corey, Justin, you guys good? Anything else you want to throw out there?
I think they're good.
Before we wrap up.
Nope, I think we covered everything. Make sure you guys are there tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for us to select the winners. We have a fair way to do this. We are going to do it on screen for everyone to see, so there's no questions asked. And then after our winners are selected, make sure you guys get over to that website to grab your own NDT gear.
That would be awesome. Perfect. I know I'm getting some myself, so I can't
Jared, wait. Could you play that audio clip for us one more time before we go and take us out of here? Because I know Corey loves it so much.
Go Birds.
Go Mafia. Cause the players gonna play, 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 and the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna